Zoe, sometimes procrastination is actually a good thing. I had prepared a story for tonight, a classic story, Jewish story from the Middle East about a horse, because of course we are in Parshat Balak, which is a talking donkey, and I couldn't find any good stories about talking donkeys. I think the Torah has the monopoly on those. And I thought a story about a horse might be appropriate. But unfortunately, and why sometimes procrastination is not a bad thing, in the last couple of hours, I don't know if you've been following the news, we have once again had a terrorist shooting, in this case, in the city of Munich, Germany. The last count I heard, 9 individuals had been shot, and the gunman, as reported by a Muslim woman who was present, apparently shouted the words Allahu Akbar as he opened fire, ending the lives of 9 more innocent people at a McDonald's where children were eating happily. Unfortunately, or fortunately, our Parsha has something to say about that, something that I think the world needs to hear, as obvious as it may seem. Balaam is the hero in some ways of this Parsha, and the reason he is sort of the star of this Parsha is that he is known as the non-Jewish prophet that the Torah recounts. And remarkably, a non-Jewish prophet is viewed as having just as much access to God as a Jewish prophet. The Torah is teaching us, I think, what in some ways ought to be obvious, that no one people get to make a claim on God, that access to revelation, to holiness, to hearing some echo of the divine in our lives is available to all people. Yet I think in a world that certainly in this century has seen so many crimes and devastation committed in the name of religion, we might think perhaps we'd be better off with no prophets at all. And that certainly is an argument that I've heard. Yet what the Torah reminds us is it's not Balaam's connection to God or prophecy that is the problem. It's actually the way that he turned away from it. It was his greed, his willingness to curse an entire people and to call down God's wrath for the sake of the prophet motive, for which the rabbis and our tradition condemn him, not because of his religion. And I think it's also important for us to realize that in the 20th century, which remains the bloodiest century in human history, the crimes then and the murders then were committed by those who had no religion whatsoever. So I think that we come to see that the role of religion, when properly understood, is indeed, as with Balaam, to let us know that we are all God's children, that indeed we all have access, and that when we forget that, whether we are secular or religious, then terrible deeds are done. The story of Balaam this year to me reminds me of a message that really should not need to be said, but that we as a society, as a global civilization, need to remind ourselves that if indeed we all are of one people, then we have responsibilities and mutuality and concern that we must offer to everyone. Our hearts go out to the 9 victims in Munich, and we hope and we pray somehow against belief, but that's when we pray. We pray and hope that this will be the last of these lone wolf terrorist actions. I don't think it will be, unfortunately, because what needs to change more than anything is the human heart. And for that, I look out to each one of us in our world to build those connections, to build understanding and love and care for all the people in your world, no matter how different they may be from you. If we do that, then I would like to think, as Balaam said about the Jews while overlooking a hill prepared to curse us, Ma tovu ohalecha Yaakov, May your tents all be goodly and godly. May everyone find in their homes and in their cities a safe place to live. Shabbat Shalom.